Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is a website. Check out our just everything that's going on here throughout the course of the week. And, man, after about Tuesday or Wednesday of this upcoming week, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff on there.
Yes, it will.
Given what we are going to be doing the next couple days here, getting ready for Monday Night Football. We've got four games today that we're bringing for you. We got Hawks getting started. Got a lot of stuff happening around here. Again, Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, came back with Darius there.
Yeah, man.
He's throwing some country on there. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday morning, I'm hearing Darius Rucker. Every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning?
Every Saturday morning, one way I'm working or it's on, I got the cup of coffee and I'm sitting out there. It's college game day. And I'm just enjoying the show. And I am learning stuff from Nick Saban. I am enjoying the knucklehead Pat McAfee. He got Dan Lanning to take his shirt off yesterday.
I heard about that. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I mean, he started drinking a Kool-Aid like a frat party, Dan Lanning, and he just went, and then it exposed the tattoo that he's got under his left arm. Did you see that? You got to look at the picture of it. Okay. It's his wife, I believe, who went through some stuff.
Okay.
And he's got her image, like a big one, on from like armpit down on his side, on his left side. So that was kind of nice. Anyway. That's how I listen to Darius. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You ready to bring our guest on here?
Absolutely.
And talk some Falcons and get ready for tomorrow night. And what time do you have to arrive down at Mercedes-Benz Miles Garrett?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we are always there 2 hours pregame. Got to make sure we get all the pregame video we need because they're going to be looking so good in those throwback uniforms.
That's right. That's right. Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg this morning. Mr. Crenshaw, I'll let you get going.
You want me to start with this guy?
Yes, please. Please.
My goodness.
Actually, I already started. But
okay. All right. But Miles, thoughts about this week where, you know, the week gets skewed a little bit. You know, what normally is Monday is Tuesday. What normally is Tuesday is Wednesday. But, you know, that's because that's what you get to do when you're coming into a game on Monday night.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting because obviously it's coming off a bye week for this team and, you know, get some chance to get some guys healthy. I know Darnell Mooney, a guy that they won't be having for this game, but you get AJ Terrell back. So I do think that it works in their favor for that, you know, getting some guys up to snuff and, you know, getting them ready for this game because obviously you're facing off against a team that's arguably the best team in the NFL. So It is kind of a weird schedule, but all that considered, I do think it was necessary for this to happen against a team like the Bills, where you got to be at your best, man. It's a primetime matchup, nighttime game, roof's going to be open, the weather's going to be cold. So I think it was a good time for this week to come.
Okay, he just broke some news because I wasn't sure whether or not the roof was going to be open, but he just said it was going to be. So you got that confirmed?
That's what the Mercedes-Benz Stadium tweeted out.
All right. The other thing is, as you talk about and think about these guys prepping for this game, my thought went to the defense. And here's why. Because not only did you have you're coming off a bye week, so people are getting back into that mode. But when you do, you look at your last opponent. And the last opponent, while Washington is one of those powerhouses, if you will, in you know, NFC East, they didn't have their quarterback. This defense went up against Marcus Mariota, but this defense also allowed 27 points. So that's why I'm just landing on this and wondering, is there any thoughts on what you want to see from this defense going into this game? Because Josh Allen ain't Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do got to say this. You got to give the Commanders credit. They had a pretty good win against the Chargers last week as well. But to answer your question, now, this is a situation where I think the Falcons really need, and they talked about it this week as well, they need to contain Josh Allen in the pocket. There is no direct formula for how to stop number 17, because if there was, I'd probably be a defensive coordinator in the NFL. There's ways to limit him, but I don't know if there's ways to completely stop him. But I think the way just to limit him is to keep him within the pocket. I think he's at his best when he's ad-libbing outside of the pocket, kind of getting players to go off script a little bit downfield, his wide receivers, his running backs, James Cook, Keon Coleman, whoever that might be. I think the longer he has to throw, the better opportunities he ends up getting. So I do think that for this Falcons defense to succeed, they've got to have some pressure and get home. They can't just have that pressure and, you know, just have Josh evade and whatnot. You got to get it and you got to get him fast. I think you got to get a spy of sorts on him. I think this is going to be a big game for Divine Diablo. You wish you had a guy like Troy Anderson out there for a game like this, just because of his speed and size. I think he'd match up very well to be that spy against Josh Allen, but this is why they brought in Divine Diablo. And I think he matches up really well for this, but in order to get pressure, you got to get some guys to get home. Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., Leonard Floyd. I mean, Zach Harrison leading the team in sacks right now. These guys have got to finish the drill when it comes to getting in the backfield right now. Otherwise, Josh Allen's going to make you pay. He's a big guy. He's very good at evading tackles. So it's one of those situations where Jeff Ulbrich's going to have a better defensive performance than he had against the Commanders a couple weeks ago.
Is he him right now? I'm asking this to Sam and you, Miles, because I think about Patrick Mahomes is telling everybody who will listen to him that the Chiefs are back. And when you have to do that, I feel like the train's already passed you by. Josh Allen is playing in a way that Patrick Mahomes did 5 years ago. I don't know what to think of Lamar Jackson, and Matthew Stafford is past his prime. I just want to, and Baker Mayfield may be the next guy up as far as behind Josh Allen. But would you guys say that right now, we're going to have the best quarterback in the league here tomorrow night, and there ain't a close second right now?
Well, I've had this debate with quite a few people, and every time I say Josh Allen, they look at me funny because apparently Lamar Jackson is the clear-cut winner, because apparently Josh Allen stole Lamar Jackson's MVP last year.
Talking about last year, I'm saying right now. Josh, yeah, but go ahead.
No, I know. I think Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL just because of, you know, what he's shown. I mean, obviously we're talking this year. I think he's shown it this year. Obviously that Patriots game, I still think he played pretty well given the circumstances. I think Drake May had a fantastic game as well. But I do think that Josh Allen is the best player in the NFL right now, the best quarterback. But I do think that you listed every single other quarterback in that conversation there, Greg.
Not everyone. I named the top guys. I named the top five guys, and I wouldn't even have brought this up were Lamar healthy. So again, when Lamar's healthy, I'm in that argument against you with Josh Allen, back and forth. But he is not healthy right now.
You're team Lamar.
I'm saying it's not a clear cut case one way or the other. These guys are both playing at a high level. They both have skill sets that aren't equal, but yet are still weapons that nobody can seem to stop when they are running at full strength. But I don't say.
I don't think there's a. I don't think there's a clear cut. Like if you had said Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen, whoever says what name, I don't think anyone is necessarily wrong. I think it's very, very close.
But right now, for tomorrow night's purposes, that's all I was getting at, Mr. Crenshaw.
I believe he is. I believe he is right now. Currently, you talk about what happened last season.
No, I'm not talking about last
year. But obviously, right now, he is the guy. He's healthy and he's out there with his team and. He is the man, and we're going to get to see him up close and personal tomorrow night. The thing of it is, can you contain him and keep him from doing the things that he likes to do? And he's so versatile. He's got a great cast around him, and we're going to see him at his best tomorrow night because they're coming off an embarrassing loss. So that's the other thing. You know, they're going to come in with something to prove. I think, you know, the Falcons, it's a good time to play this game. You know, after having this extended little break and everybody, just like Miles says, some recovery time for some guys, you're going to get A.J. Terrell back. That's going to be big to have him back in the mix tomorrow night. I think that's great. But you know, Miles, the other thing that helps when you have someone like this facing on their offense, sometimes your offense has to be the better defense. What can your offense do to sustain drives, to convert some third downs, and keep this dude on the sideline, right?
Yeah, no doubt, 100%. Obviously, I think this Falcons offense had one of their better performances, if not their best performance of the season against the Commanders. But when talking about how to do that, you know, exactly what you're talking about there, Sam, I do think that this Falcons offense really has to take advantage of Buffalo's rushing defense because it's not one of the best in the NFL, but it's not great either. And obviously, you have two of the best running backs, in my opinion, in the NFL, and you got to take advantage of that. I mean, this is something that you can really go off of, given the game that Bijan Robinson just had. Buffalo, I believe, ranks in the bottom top 10 as far as rushing yardage they've been able to give up all season long. So you need to take advantage of that and keep the clock running. I mean, that's like you're saying, exactly the answer to your question. The best offense is to keep him off the field. So obviously, I think there's been a lot to the point of Elijah Wilkinson stepping in place of Caleb McGarry. I think there was a lot of apprehension of how this offensive line would look so far. And he stepped up very admirably, I would say. But Michael Penix Jr. got to keep up that momentum from that last Commanders win. I think that was his best win as a pro, best showcase. And it was really just a very balanced offensive attack. I don't know if this is just to Zach Robinson being on the field instead of being up top, that he said that he wished he had done it sooner. But regardless, it was a very balanced approach that the Falcons really, really need to replicate going forward because it's exactly what fans, I think, and even coaches really envisioned what this Falcons offense would look like at the beginning of the season.
Hey, Miles, we got just a minute or so. You're going to make this one quick, though. But who are we not talking about, or what aren't we talking about in your mind when it comes to this Falcons team? Who are we just, you know, we're kind of, we're talking about the obvious ones.
Is there a good question?
Is there somebody or something that we're not, maybe we're sleeping on, or, you know, it's a work in progress, or what? You know, I wanted to ask you that.
Oh, man, that's a good question. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily being slept on or not, but Kyle Pitts, I think, is quietly having one of his best, if not his best season as a pro right now. I've seen a lot of all 22 footage. Number 8 is getting open very frequently downfield. Michael Penix hasn't hit him a couple times, but he's getting in the ball a lot more. And obviously that chemistry that they were doing this offseason seems to be paying off. But so far, I think that is mine because of it, you know, we've been waiting to see this breakout season happen. And I think he's well on his way right now.
Maybe we don't talk about him as much, but yeah, you're right. You mm-hmm. know, we said this guy comes out and plays a great season. He makes a difference and gets his team over the top and what he could mean for the quarterback as well. So he is playing well. Nobody's saying anything bad about him.
Nope, that's
right?
True.
You
that's
know what
true.
I mean? That's kind of gone away. But maybe we ought to throw some flowers at the guy, too, because, you know, he has been getting the job done and has been playing and been playing a role with this team.
Well, the Falcons would be happy to know that Myles Garrett pointed out the attributes of Kyle Pitts and his contribution so far in this early Falcon season. Can you still call it early?
Yeah.
All right, I guess so. All right. Anyway, listen, man, we're not done with you. A lot of season left. We're going to be reaching out to you, Miles. And as always, we thank you for getting up on these Sunday mornings and joining us.
Always a pleasure, fellas. Talk soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.